Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today is Thursday, August 26th. This time last week, we were concerned about the path of Tropical Storm Henri. As a region, we were spared from any widespread damage. The EB team, including our facilities folks, did a tremendous and masterful job in making sure we were well prepared, and I'm thankful for everyone's hard work. As we approach the end of summer, I'd like to give you an update on the progress we've made over the last couple of months. Starting with Columbia, the motor module deck joint has been initiated. This is significant because this deck will hold Columbia's integrated power system, including the electronics and the propulsion motor itself. Our supplier, Babcock Marine in the UK, shipped another Columbia missile tube, bringing to 10 the number of lead ship tubes shipped to Quonset Point. Six more tubes are needed to complete the ship set, and those tubes are planned to be here between now and the end of the year. Earlier this summer at QP, the centerline decks were installed into the fixture for Columbia's missile quad pack number 2 in preparation for the remaining two tube loads. On the Virginia program, it's been very busy, especially here in Groton, and we've made good progress across several boats. On 790 USS South Dakota, certification is nearly complete for fast cruise, and sea trials will follow her extensive PSA. Earlier this month, 791, the Delaware completed 96-hour testing in preparation for her post-PSA sea trials. Last week, she relocated to the subbase for final cruise cert and fast cruise preparations. Certification for fast cruise is expected within the next week. On 793, the Oregon, she's completing final preparations supporting the sea trials in September. And on July 31st, we celebrated the christening for 795 PCU Rickover, and then moved the boat to the pontoon for float up, which took place just this morning. On 797 Iowa, we completed weapons module end load and the command and control systems module load into section 12A in support of achieving pressure hull complete in October. We should expect to see the rest of the hull move from bay 3 to bay 5 here in the coming week. Earlier this summer, 799 PCU Idaho achieved initial fill with a nearly four-month reduction in schedule. Tremendous effort by everybody involved there. More recently, all of the flushes associated with the 799 initial fill were completed with zero cleanliness issues and a 12-day reduction in the schedule, which reflects our focus on improving the reactor plant build process. 801, the Utah, and 803, Arizona reactor plant paths are also a waterfront focus and are tracking for additional hull-over-hull improvements. So great work to the team there, and looking forward to seeing some significant improvements on the upcoming hulls. Also on the Utah, the Groton team completed the pairing of Section 6 and 7 with the reactor plant module, and on Wednesday, next Wednesday that is, September 1st, we'll celebrate the keel laying for Utah at Quonset Point. On 802 PCU Oklahoma, the Modular Integrated Deck Structure, or MIDS, has been loaded into Section 6 and 7 in Building 9 at Quonset Point, and we'll deliver that module to Newport News before the end of the year. We're making progress on the USS Hartford EOH. This is the smart start portion of the engineered overhaul. There are about 600 people working on that job right now, and the team recently completed the hull cut on 6A. Hartford will enter dry dock in October. Within the last month, the South Yard Assembly Building team installed the first roof truss, a key milestone in the steel erection process. The topping off ceremony for the building, when the last steel roof beam is placed, will take place early next year, and that building is moving along very quickly. We still see daily reports of COVID cases at EB. And a reminder, all employees should be wearing masks indoors where they are unable to maintain social distancing. And if you haven't gotten a vaccine yet, please do so. Vaccines are available at all EB pharmacies and dispensaries. On Friday, we'll host newly appointed Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro, for a tour of the Groton Shipyard. Secretary Del Toro recently received Senate confirmation, and one of his first official actions is to tour EB, which demonstrates just how important our work is to the nation's defense. Thanks for all your hard work. We'll talk again soon.